Hello, darlings. While I've got this husky voice from having a bronchial infection, I thought I'd give you guys an update. I'm currently at a place called the Brook Hotel in Brisbane, which is not far from where I'm living right now. And the place where I'm living right now is not particularly livable because it's very dusty, and also I have an incredibly toxic flatmate who is so bigoted and so nitpicky. I can't believe I'm here in this situation, honestly. It's as though I've gone from one abusive relationship with a subletter to another. That's not right. I'm subletting now. I was renting before. It's different. My brain doesn't work so well right now. It's raining, as you may hear. And I'm out on this little patio area while my room gets cleaned. So, just getting up now to check. There's these amazing orange flowers in the tree near me. It's kind of like a tree line between myself, my room, and I think that's either the Brookside Shopping Centre or it's the pub. I can't quite tell, but it's pretty good here. It's, you know, a little bit old and shabby, but it's clean, which is what I needed, because I couldn't breathe, and that was bad. That was a very, very bad 4 a.m. waking up and feeling like I wasn't able to breathe and I wasn't sick enough to go to hospital, but not well enough to feel safe. And there's a few hours there where I can't even. And yesterday was rough too. I felt quite feverish, though when I went to the doctor, I didn't have a fever. And it was strange because I'd sweated through my clothes. I was shivering. I don't know. Anyway, I do have a bronchial infection. I know that's very sexy. I had a boyfriend, Derek / Damien Black, be very supportive of me for several hours yesterday while I angsted it up, feeling so craptastic about life and everything. I'm hoping that the cleaner that's doing the stuff for my room comes back with what we call in Australia a doona and a doona cover, because what I think in the States is called a duvet, but I don't think you guys have duvet covers. That they are the best. You're really missing out. Hey, I mean, granted, they are such a pain to put this pillow slip over this kind of fluffy blanket made out of like the stuff pillow stuffing kind of stuff, or like plush toy stuffing. It's a pain. Like it's a thing. It's like trying to I try to think of an appropriate metaphor. It's like trying to find somewhere to live in Brisbane when you're 46. That also has been very difficult. But back to the doona. Yeah, I want a doona. I want a doona with a doona cover. It was like a sheet and then a doona and then a sheet. And this was very unsatisfying and I got all tangled up. So hopefully that's going to get changed and I'll have something more comfy. But seriously, if you're not experiencing this kind of comfortable luxury bed linen, you're missing out. You're missing out because it's great. It's so great. They just, you just can wrap yourself up in one. Anyway, oh, some magpies flying past. I don't know what I have to give up for you guys in terms of gossip, sexy gossip. Really, I'm treading water financially. Oh, my bird had an egg. Zoe's had an egg. And I think she might have another egg soon. And I have to give her sort of massages. And it's not great because I know I'm effectively doing bird masturbation. And I just try to think, at least I'm not like a pig farmer or something, because I remember seeing some horrible video once about what, like the special pig dildos and yeah, that's what you come to the Ethical Slut podcast for, right? To hear about animal masturbation. No, that is not what you come here for. I don't know. Why do you come here? These orange flowers are so strange and so pretty. Can you tell I'm feverish? Actually, I don't know if I'm feverish. Could you tell if I'm feverish? Can you take my temperature from there? So, I'm wearing the chain that Derek gave me. It's all tarnished now from lots of use, but it's okay. It's still got the little lotus on it, and as well, I've got the gold Star of David that Derek lent to me before I left LA and he went back to New York. This gold Star of David. Oh, here's the housekeeper. Ah, dinner in a cover. I was just letting people know in my recording for the internet, saying that if they don't know what a doona in a doona cover is, my friends in America,
yeah,
then they're missing out, because even though it's a pain to put a cover on a doona, yeah, it's still so good. In America, they only have like the duvet as but it's they have like a printed thing on it, but without you don't put a clean cover on, and it's just, it's not the same.
I think, yeah, we used to have bedspread here, but they
got rid of them.
They get rid of it. And yeah, some of them is still brand new. They just give it.
It's not the fashion anymore.
Yeah, fine. We have to be with standard.
Yes, yeah, everything's standard. Oh, well, this looks fantastic. Thank you so much for getting that for me. Yeah, so guys, there's some cake or bread.
Yesterday, because one of the room had wet doona.
So
I was another one today, but I leave it inside and I'll put it in the dryer later.
Okay.
Looks like it's gonna rain.
Yeah, it was just raining before.
Yeah.
A little bit. I don't know where this bread out here came from.
Sorry?
I don't know where this came from. There's some cake out here. I don't know where that. Yeah, I honestly don't. I don't know where that came from. That's so weird.
What's the next door?
Yeah, maybe. Six. Oh, there was some kids running around here before.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Some kids in room 8.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they left this morning.
Oh, weird. I don't remember walking over that a minute ago. Maybe, like, how did that happen? Anyway, you guys. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, probably somebody feeding. Unless I trailed this out of the room, I don't know. I was just like, how did that happen? On the ground outside my room is like about thank you. There's like a bunch of chunks of cake. Yeah. Feeding the magpie. Yeah, somebody's put some magpie food outside. Nah, that's fine. Thank you. Yeah, that one's good. It reminds me of an old joke that I can't remember the start of, but the end is in bed with Madonna. Oh, which is like instead of in bed with Madonna, in bed with Madonna. I wish I could remember. I'll have to Google the start of the joke. But yeah, that's me, right now. Life in bed with Maduna.
Yeah.
So, this is the exciting, sexy world that Louise is living in right now. Standing right in front of this orange blossomed tree. It's fascinating. They remind me of the weird yellow cactus flowers I had at my old place. It's amazing what nature will do to get sexy, you know. On that note, I'm gonna go. Love you guys. Bye.